As Professor Williams explains, these mommy wars are so bitter because both groups' identities are at stake because of another clash of social ideals. The ideal worker is defined as someone always available for work, and the good mother is defined as always available to her children. So ideal worker women need to prove that, although they weren't always there, their children are fine, fine, fine. Women who have rejected the ideal worker norm and settled for a slower career, or no career, need to prove that their compromise was necessary for the good of their families. So you have each group of women judging the other, because neither group of women has been able to live up to inconsistent ideals. Professor Williams is absolutely right. One of the conflicts inherent in having choice is that we all make different ones. There is always an opportunity cost, and I don't know any woman who feels comfortable with all her decisions. As a result, we inadvertently hold that discomfort against those who remind us of the path not taken. Guilt and insecurity make us second-guess ourselves and, in turn, resent one another. In a letter to The Atlantic in June 2012, Barnard President Deborah Spahr wrote about this messy and complicated emotion, exploring why she and so many successful women feel so guilty. She decided that it's because women have been subtly striving all our lives to prove that we have picked up the torch that feminism provided, that we haven't failed the mothers and grandmothers who made our ambitions possible.